In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 16 through, I think, 22. So as we read through those verses, you're going to see that Paul's talking a lot about a lot of just the power, just the authority, just some of the great things that are set aside for you as a believer in Jesus Christ. You're going to see some strong words shared here. And I'm going to read all these things through, and then I'm going to come back and read this first verse again, because I want you to see these first couple of verses. So starting in verse number 16. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. For I always pray to the God of our Father, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into the mysteries and secrets, into the deep and intimate knowledge of him. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he's called you to, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the workings of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead, seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age, but in the world to come. Not in this age in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. So Paul is sharing here just some of the just great insights as to what God has planned for us. That he wants us to know. He wants us to know and understand. First of all, he wants us to know him. Second of all, he wants us to understand all that he has established for us. Now, let me go down and read right towards one of those end verses. In verses 20 and 21. So he's talking about the knowing, talking about the knowledge and the understanding of those things, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So we're talking about the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. This is the power that is available. This is the same power that works in our lives as well. You read these verses, and it's impossible not to be encouraged by reading these verses. You read these verses, and you see how much God wants you to know and to understand who he is. He wants you to know him in an intimate way, but he wants you to understand all the things that he has prepared for you, all the things that are yours through Jesus Christ and through this power of Jesus Christ, the same power that raised Christ from the dead. You can't help but read these verses and not be encouraged. Let me go back to verse number 17. For I always pray to the God of our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. So Paul is saying, listen, I pray all the time. This should be our prayer for each other. You know, for those of us that are in ministry, but certainly those of us in ministry, but for all of us, we should be praying for each other. It should be our desire. Have you ever read the Word and you just saw a truth that just was startling to you? You read the Word and you just knew that the Holy Spirit was talking to you? And that feeling that you get when you read the Word and you just know the Holy Spirit is showing you a truth and speaking to you, and you feel just that intimate knowledge, that intimate knowing of him. It should be our prayer all the time to lift up others, to lift up your family members, to lift up your friends, your coworkers, to lift them up that they have that same opportunity to know. Paul is saying, listen, I pray all the time. I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom, a revelation, of insight into the mysteries and secrets, into the deep and intimate knowledge of him. Paul's saying that, look, I understand that God the Father wants us to have that intimate knowledge of him. He wants us to have that revelation. He wants us to understand his word. He wants us to understand all those deep and intimate things. When's the last time you prayed for somebody? And just pray, God, it's my prayer that they have revelation knowledge, that they have that spirit of knowledge, that spirit of wisdom, that spirit of knowing, spirit of wisdom and revelation, that insight into the mysteries, that they see the things that are mysterious to the flesh, to the carnal, but that we can see because of who we are in Jesus Christ. The secrets, the deep, intimate knowledge of him. When's the last time that we prayed that for somebody else? That should be an ongoing prayer for us. A lot of times we think of our prayer life as just being, well, here's my list of things that I have that I need God to do and attend to so I can have a blessed day and a blessed week. Paul, you read Paul and you see time and again that Paul is praying for others. And he's praying for others because Paul had intimate knowledge. Paul was taught by the Holy Spirit. When Paul got saved, when he had that miraculous, just turning around in his life, that supernatural event on the road to Damascus, it says he separated himself for a period of time. He separated himself from all the others. What Paul was doing was learning not from men, not from others. Now, listen, who he would have learned from would have been, you know, the disciples, Peter, James, John, those who had walked with Jesus. But Paul separated himself because God wanted him separated so that the Holy Spirit could teach Paul himself. Was there anything wrong with the teaching of Peter, James, John, and the rest? No, of course not. They walked with Jesus. They had amazing insights. But God wanted Paul to learn directly, not from man, but wanted Paul to learn from the Holy Spirit. And who had the greatest revelation of the New Covenant? Who had the greatest revelation of the New Covenant? Who wrote such a huge portion of the New Testament? It's Paul. Because he learned from the Holy Spirit. This should be our goal. And this is the great thing. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you don't have to quit your job and go to seminary to learn more about the Word of God. You don't have to quit your job or change your occupation and sell your house and move somewhere and go to seminary. You don't have to do that. You can still know the Word of God. You can still have the intimate knowledge. You can still have the wisdom to know those mysteries, those secret things. Because you're no different than Paul. Paul allowed the Holy Spirit to teach him. You can have the exact same thing. And when you have that, you should want that for others. I would offer that probably one of the greatest droughts that we have as a body of Christ in this country is a knowledge, a true knowledge, a deep knowledge. These things that Paul is talking about. What percentage of believers in this country do you think would fall into the category of having a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into the mysteries and secrets and to the deep and intimate knowledge of Him? I think we need more of that. And Paul said, listen, I pray. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, and I pray always that you would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation into the mysteries, into the secret things, to the knowledge, the intimate knowing of who He is. When's the last time you prayed for someone else to have that? And if you're saying to yourself, well, I want that myself. Well, you know what? I would offer that probably one of the best ways to experience that for yourself is to be praying for it for other people as well. Because I guarantee you, the Lord wants you. Jesus wants you to understand all of these things. He wants you to have that deep, intimate knowledge. Jesus came and gave everything so that you could have everything that He gave to you. He wants you to have it. He's not keeping it from me. I just have to go get it. And one of the great ways, because I found this, if I have something in my life that I have a need of, if I do what Paul did, you know, Paul's praying for others. If I find a need in my life, I'll find someone else that has that need, and I make it a matter of prayer to lift them up. And I always find that as I'm praying for someone else, God meets my needs. God takes care of my needs. So that's verses 16 and 17. He goes on to verse number 18. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which He has called you. So what does it mean to have your eyes of your heart flooded with light? He's just saying, you know, the eyes of your heart. The heart is often referred to as the soul. What he's saying here is he just wants your soul. He just wants your spirit, man. He just wants the inner part of you. He wants you to be able to see into the spiritual realm. He wants you to have those eyes that look beyond the natural realm and look into the spiritual realm, that you can see the truth of all these things he's saying, that you can see because you have that direct tie through the Holy Spirit right up into the heavenly realms. He wants you to be able to see and understand these truths that he has for you. So having the eyes of your heart flooded with light so that you can know and understand. Listen, Paul wants you to not just know, he wants you to understand, which means that your Lord Jesus Christ wants you not just to know who he is. He wants you to understand. He wants you to understand all of the secret things. He wants you to understand all of the great things he's provided for you. He wants you to understand the victories that are established for you. He wants you to understand the authority and the power that you have in the name of Jesus Christ. He wants you to understand who you are in him. He wants you to understand that you walk in power and victory. He wants you to understand that despite what you see or what things look like in the natural. Paul wants you to both know and understand. We leave the understanding often up to others. We leave the understanding up to those who are just the super saints, right? We leave the understanding up to those who have gone to seminary. We leave the understanding up to those who are behind the pulpit. We leave the understanding up to those who have dedicated their lives. Maybe they're missionaries. We leave the understanding of these secret things, we leave that understanding to others, but it's for you. Jesus wants you to understand these mysteries, these deep and intimate things. He wants you to understand them so that you can know and understand the hope to which he's called you, and how rich is the glorious inheritance in his saints. He wants you to know everything that he's already set aside and established for you. He wants you to know that. He wants you to know it and to understand it. He wants you to see. He wants you to be able to see because the eyes of your heart are flooded with light. So you can see beyond the natural. You can see into the spirit realm and see all of the deliverances, all of his faithfulness, all of the amazing supernatural things he has for you. This is what he wants. Verse number 19. And so that you can know and understand. Again, we see, it's not just enough to know, although that's huge, but he also wants you to understand. Jesus wants you to understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power. Do you know that? Do you understand that? If you understand that, if I understand that, I need to be walking in that. If I understand those things, I need to be walking in that supernatural power. Let me read that again. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable. Do I even know? I can say, well, I know it's immeasurable. But what does that even mean to me? Unlimited. Surpassing greatness of his power. Have I experienced those things? Am I living in those things? Am I operating in those things? We should be. As believers in Jesus Christ, every one of us, we should be. And we can be. And this is what Paul is wanting us to know and understand, because this is the heart of Jesus Christ for us. Paul's saying, I'm praying for you because I want you to know and understand these things. I want every single person. Paul from 2,000 years ago is speaking to you through this word. Jesus is speaking to you through this word, saying through Paul's words, I want you to know and understand. I want you personally to understand the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of my power in you and for you. For those who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength. God wants us to know those things. So we read through all of this, and there's obviously more there. But what we want you to focus on is Paul is praying for others. Let's make that our prayer today also. It should be our prayer. We should desire to have that knowing and that understanding. We should desire that for ourselves, but we need to be praying about that for others as well. So that as the body of Christ, here in this culture, here in this country, as a body of Christ, we operate, as a body of Christ, we operate in that immeasurable, unlimited, surpassing greatness of his power. We operate and live daily in that because it's what he has for us. And he wants us to know and understand that.